Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'id Katan Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Zayin Amud Aleph by the top line, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer. So says the Gemara we mentioned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Mistea Ilan Kedarkoi, that you're allowed to trap an Ishus or Akvarim from a Stea Ilan, where there's a Hefsim Ruba, so you could trap it even Kedarkoi. Mistea Lavan Shalai Kedarkoi, but when you trap it from a Stea Lavan, being that it's not a Hefsim Ruba, you have to use a Shinoi. So Tan Rabban on the Baisa explains, Ketza Kedarkoi, what does it mean to trap a Kedarkoi? Your Chayfer Guma Vetailaba Mitsuda. You dig a pit and you put a trap there. Ketzat Shalai Kedarkoi, and what does it mean to trap it with a Shinoi Shalai Kedarkoi? Your Nayit Shpud Umakit Bekordam. You take a spit, you stick it into the ground, and you hit it with a hammer. Umirade Hadamo. It causes the ground to cave in, Mitachteh, from underneath it, and that will crush and trap the animal underneath. And Tani, we learn to the right, Sarv Shem and Lazar Aimer, that Kishamru Mistei Lavan Shalai Kedarkoi. This, that you have to use a Shinoi. You have to do it Shalai Kedarkoi. When you trap the animal from the Stei Lavan, because it's not a Hefse Meruba, Layamru Elabistei Lavan. That's only if next to the Stei Lavan is the city, so it's not like there's any more of a hefset other than what could happen right here, and this hefset is not a hefset Meruba, so you have to do it Shalai Kedarkoi. Ava b'Stei Lavan es mucha l'sadeh l'Stei Ha'ilan, but if you have a Stei Lavan it's next to a Stei Ha'ilan, so then afilu Kedarkoi. So then even when the animal is in the Stei Lavan, you could trap a Kedarkoi, because even though now it's not a hefset Meruba, shami yeitu m'Stei Ha'ilan v'yachrivu es Ha'ilanos, maybe we will leave this field, go to the trees, that would be a hefset Meruba. So right now we already view it like it's a Hefse Meruba, and you could trap it even normally. Umekarinus appeared to Bemayid. We said that on Cholamayid, if you have if the wall gets by the house breaks, so you could fix it. You have to use a shinoi. Your Mekarinus appeared to you. Fix up. You patch up the hole. So Keitzad Mekarin, what exactly do you do? Rav Yosef Amar Behutzav Edafna. It means you have to use different branches of trees to just really close up the hole. The Masnisa Tana Tzar Betzror. No, you could even use stones, but you can't use cement, and that's how you make a shinoi. Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista qualified and he said that this, that you have to use a shinoi, like the Mishnah says, Mekarin, and Rabbi Yosef and the Brayis explain, that you have to use a shinoi, leishanu ala kaisa lagina. That's dafka by a kaisa lagina, because it's not a big hefset. That's when you have to do it with a shinoi. Because it's just your garden, it's not a big hefset if someone would break in. Ava kaisa la chatzar, but when it comes to the wall of the chatzar, which was like an extension of a person's house, bizman chazal, they used to mamish do a lot of activities in the chatzar, that would be a hefset meruba if someone broke in, so you're bayne kedarko, you could even fix it in the normal way. And lema misayele, says the Gemara, we have a writer of Chista from Abraisa, that there are times that even though the Mishnah says you're only Mekarinus Apirza, sometimes you could even fix it normally. The Abraisa says, Kaisel HaGoychel Rishis HaRabim, if you have a wall that's leaning over into the Rishis HaRabim, so it's dangerous, looks like it might fall, your Seiser Ubayne Kedarkoi Vimnei HaSakana, that because of the Sakana, you're even allowed to destroy and then rebuild the wall, even in the normal way. So you see that there are times that you're allowed to build the wall, even in a normal way, like Rav Chista said. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Hasam kedekatani taima b'mnei ha-sakana. Adarabo. From there it's mashma, that's only because of sakana. That's why it had a heter. But not necessarily like Rav Chista. So there's no raya from here to Rav Chista. V'yikanamri, and some say that there's actually a kasha from the Braisa on Rav Chista. That taught Shema, kaisa l'geichel urshis harabim seisir b'yne kedarkim b'mnei ha-sakana. It says in the Braisa that the only reason why you're allowed to rebuild the wall kedarkoi is because it's dangerous. B'mnei ha-sakana in shalom b'mnei ha-sakana lai. It's mashma that the only time you have a heter is if it's dangerous, but if it's not dangerous, then there's never a heter to build a wall on Chol HaMoed Kedarkoi. So leimet yavit yuv to the Rav Chista. So this is a kasha on Rav Chista. Says the Gemara, Amar lach Rav Chista. Rav Chista will tell you that no, it's not a kasha. Hasam seiser ubayna, hacha bayna v'loy seiser. The Braisa is giving you an extra super heter. It's saying that not just that you're allowed to rebuild the wall Kedarkoi, you could even knock down the wall. So that's only if it's a sakana. But in regards to the chiddush of Rav Chista, that he said that when it's a kaisel chatzar, that you're allowed to fix a kedarkoi, so that he wasn't talking about knocking down the wall, that's why he didn't need it to be a sakana. Now, Stam the Gemara has the cash on the Braisa, that Hasam Nami Lister of Leilivne. What's Takad of Shad in the Braisa? It says because it's dangerous, so you can knock down the wall and even rebuild the Kedarkoi. What's the heter to rebuild it? Knocking it down, I understand, because it's dangerous. But why you let it rebuild it and rebuild the Kedarkoi? Says the Gemara, because Im came Im Navalei Saiser. Because if not, then a person might be hesitant and he won't knock down the wall. So because we want to encourage the person to knock down the wall because it's dangerous, so we give him a heter to rebuild it and to rebuild it Kedarkoi. Now, Rav Ashi says that even though there's no raya from the Braisa to Rav Chisda, there's also no kasher, but Masnisa Nami Deka. The Mishnah itself is a little bit meduyak like Rav Chisda, that which the Mishnah said you have to use a shinoi is dafka talking about a kaisa lagina. The Katani, because the end of the Mishnah says that not only are you allowed to fix a wall, be mekaren on Cholamayin, ubishviyas baine kedarkai, it says on Shemitah you could even build it normally. So now, Deheicha, what type of wall are we talking about? Ilayim with the chatzar, if it's the wall of his chatzar, which is an extension of his house, so Tzrich Lameimar, what's the chiddush in that? And on Shemitah you can rebuild it. Why not? Elalav Degina, it must be we're talking about a wall of a garden. And that's a chiddush on Shemitah that you can build it. Even though it looks like you're coming to protect your fruit, which you're not allowed to do on Shemitah, still you're allowed to build a wall on Shemitah. So Shemamina, you see that the Mishnah is specifically talking about a Kaisa Lagina, and it was dafka by a kaisa lagina, that's when the Mishnah said that you have to use a shinoi. But like Rav Chisda said, if we're discussing a kaisa lachotzer, so then you could even be bainei kedarkai.